This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, motherfucker!
What are you looking at, sir?
I'm looking at you, miss.
Run that, baby.
I'm not the Zodiac. And if I was, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Companion, the podcast that discusses Imprint Films, a boutique Blu-ray label here in Australia. My name is Alexis Toliopoulos, and joining me to spin some discs this week and every week and every time we do this, it is Blake Howard. How are you, my brother bear?
I am good, Lex. Good to see you. Good to be talking discs with you any time of the day or night or whatever time zone you're in. How are things with you?
Absolutely. Oh, they're good, mate. They're good, mate. Especially now that you and I are back in the same time zone. It feels weird for us to be back in sync, but we certainly are. We're going to be talking about the latest batch from Imprint, and it is, I guess, like almost a batch and a half that we're covering here, right, Blake?
Yeah, we're going to be covering the August batch of Imprint. And a half, because it's not only Imprint the films, we're going to be also talking about a big release from Imprint TV. So we are just doing highlight reel, if you like, of the August batch, and then we're getting into the TV. We're going to be covering two films from the August batch. One, which is Cross Plot, starring Roger Moore. Two is Banning, which is starring Robert Wagner. And then we're also going to be covering The Persuaders, which Lex has dug into. So we might kick off, Lex. Do you mind if I kick off with a weird and wonderful little one from Roger Moore called Cross Plot?
Please do. Please do. It's a Roger Moore month this week. So let's get into it.
Let's do it. Here's the trailer.
Meet Roger Moore. Honest. Good-humoured. Clean living.
Oh, what do you think about English weather, Miss Bugash?
It always seems to be raining, Mr. Penn.
A young man who minds his own business. How could such a pleasant, easygoing chap get involved in a cross plot?
Okay, so Roger Moore is a kind of playboy talent scout for a modeling agency in London, and it's kind of he's drawn into this conspiracy where there's a kind of anti-war movement in swinging Bohemian London, and there's an illegal refugee that he's trying to protect who's also one of his models. It's really a kind of weird assassination plot that's foiled by Roger Moore at his most kind of foppish Hugh Grant. It is a really weird one, but it's also like everything you've ever liked maybe about like the silliness of Roger Moore and how he's kind of like pratfall-y in some ways as James Bond, and it kind of like ends in people dying and things like that. It's kind of like It kind of has that same weird energy, mm-hmm. and it does not overstay its welcome. It's 96 minutes long, and I found it to be kind of like a weird movie because it's one of those ones that's like there's this real kind of like political thriller, and at the same time it's got like this Pink Panther slash British photographer playboy edge to it. So it's a real curio in his career. It's almost like him going like, how can I do something that is like a James Bond movie that's not a James Bond movie, that doesn't mm-hmm. jeopardize any of my cultural cachet as James Bond? It's a real weird one. I would recommend you watching it, Lex, because you'll be like, what the hell is going on? Has a lot of Austin Powers vibes.
Wow. Okay.
Austin Powers vibes, which is why I wanted to specifically flag this one right at the top. But it's like modeling agency CAD, like gets into sort of trouble, like man of mystery-ish kind of vibes. And it totally feels like something. Again, it's one of those weird things where you see it and you're like, man, I wonder if Mike Myers saw this. Like, I wonder if it wasn't just James Bond. It was just this entire genre of stuff that like maybe played on TV in Canada when he was a kid and he saw it and he was like, oh, okay. But it's like, it purports to be neo-noir. It never really felt like
it does not sound like it at all.
It's not. It's so not serious. Like it, in different hands, tonally, a completely different movie. Like could be, I don't know, like kind of in the hands of like a much more serious filmmaker, could be like a real like mind F of a movie, but it's totally not, because Roger Moore is just so like laissez-faire, pratfall-y, foppish nonsense. I had a fun time. A movie at 96 minutes that moves like this and doesn't take itself seriously, a real interesting one. And if you're a Roger Moore fan, which we'll probably get to with The Persuaders, or you're a Bond fan and you kind of like want to start closing some of the gaps in your, you know, Roger Moore resume, this is a really weird one and really interesting. And so I had a good time with it. Not a lot of people are familiar to me across the board here. It's a little UA film from 69, but yeah, it was just really interesting one. And especially for you, the legendary construction of the mic check, I'm like, Crossplot might be one that it would be your bag, baby.
It might have to be, baby, because I remember one of my big revelatory moments doing this podcast with you was seeing the like early imprint release of Danger Diabolique,
yes,
which I had never heard of really before. Like I'd known it existed and I'd seen like the what video clip is it? It's one of the Beastie Boy video clips where they use stuff from Danger Diabolique. And when I saw that film, I go, oh my God, this is Austin Powers. How do I not know about this? And there are similar feelings that one might have watching The Persuaders as well, I'd say.
Well, let's dive into The Persuaders. Tell me all about Imprint TV's The Persuaders.
Well, if you like the idea of Roger Moore playing a James Bond-esque character, allow me to introduce you to Lord Brett Rupert George Robert Andrew Sinclair, played by Roger Moore, who is a polished British nobleman, educated at Harrow and Oxford, a former British Army officer, and an ex-racing car driver. And he is a millionaire playboy going around the globe solving crimes that the police cannot be solved. But this time he's paired up with, I guess, a bit of a counterpoint to him, who is another millionaire playboy, Danny Wilde, portrayed by the great Tony Curtis, a rough diamond educated and molded in the slums of New York City, who escaped being enlisted in the US Navy. It's a great pairing. This is one of those shows I remember watching on TV. It would have been on TV a lot, like cable, when I'm homesick from school, or like when I'm getting home from school. It's like
where you, where you fake to be sick because it's so good. You can't miss another episode of Persuaders.
there's something about it. I always like the Persuaders because it is quite cheesy. It's quite fun, but it's like has those charms. And it is because it is so much of like you've got these two really charismatic leads. And apparently, they never got along very well, as you can find out watching many of the special features and documentaries in this set. And it's just it's one of those shows you can just put on and wander about your house doing chores and wander back in. You'll get like a great little capture. As shows were made back then when they've got like a million episodes and it's like the same kind of thing over and over again. They're made to be watched with ads. This is one of those great one season shows where it was like a big production, a co-pro between US and UK, but somehow became more popular in Australia and places like Spain. So it becomes like a bit of this cult curio, if anything. And I would probably put this set... Because The Persuaders is not quite as iconic as The Prisoner TV show, but it has still got a cult audience and there is some merit to this show as well in its oddityness. And I think it's something that's a bit up to Blake Howard alley as well. It is equivalent to how excellent that series set was with Imprint TV. And it has a full feature-length documentary. It's loaded. It's got everything. It looks beautiful. The restoration work on this series, because it's all shot on film, just looks fantastic in high definition. The colors really pop. It's got nice purples and orange hues throughout of it. And I really, really dug this. Like, I really, really, really dig this set. I'm so into it. It's one of those things I'm so happy they put together there. And it's in that same kind of space of like adventure TV shows, more so than crime or anything. It just has that kind of buoyant adventure feeling. They've got great kind of like counteracting chemistry, these two guys together. Like they butt up against each other in a way that it's so entertaining to watch. The Persuaders rocks. I don't know what else to say, but it's kind of like in that Mission Impossible 1960s, 70s TV show space. Well worth your time. Great John Barry score as well, if you want to get another little James Bond cross in there. The Persuaders rocks. Definitely check it out.
That is so funny. That sounds absolutely excellent. I'm very excited to actually check it out. And the special features on here look absolutely intimidating. There's episode audio commentaries, including stuff from Roger Moore and Tony Curtis from 2006. Yep. There's new audio commentaries from different actors and critics. It just looks absolutely amazing. A whole bunch of archival material. Absolutely epic. And just to round it out, the last thing, which ties us back to James Bond via Austin Powers, is the Robert Wagner, number two himself, starring Banning.
How did you know where to find me?
Are you kidding, Johnny? I keep a scrapbook on you. I even know what you eat for breakfast.
Mike, you must have thought I'd fallen off the edge of the world. Would you excuse us, please, Mrs. Linus?
Please, go ahead. I'm due at a poker game in the men's bar anyway. Oh, Daddy always wanted a boy.
Is $21,005. You got 3 weeks.
I couldn't raise that much money in 3 weeks if my life was riding on it.
It is, kid.
Tale of corruption and manipulation and high stakes gambling on semi-pro golf.
What?
To pay off the mob. Yes. Robert Wagner and
I skipped this completely. These are all new words to me.
Dude. Robert Wagner and Jill St. John, they're in this rarely seen 60s drama, and it's basically athlete Mike McDermott's playboy lifestyle has seen him kicked off the golf pro circuit. He's accused of match fixing, and he takes the new name Banning and hustles from one country club and woman to another, leaving to a high-stakes tournament and a sudden-death playoff for his life. It has an Academy Award-nominated song, The Eyes of Love by Quincy Jones. It is...
Oh, my God. What?
It is... It's got a couple of great special features on it. I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, look, this looks like fun. I just, like, read the back, and I'm like, okay, that very... you know, basic blurb there, if you like, of Playboy lifestyle. Now, who is one of the people who works at this golf course in 1967? Well, it's one Gene Hackman is also in this movie.
Oh, wow.
It is absolutely, James Farentino from Me and Natalie is also in this as well. This movie was weird, grubby, manipulative, and awesome. And I had a terrific time watching Robert Wagner try and play as this sort of like charming guy and get one over everyone and just trying to like get some one upsmanship and manipulate so that he can stay on top and stay out of trouble. And it actually is just kind of really entertaining. It's like, you know, whenever you see a gamble, it's almost like that Casino Royale thing where you're watching someone play a game for their life. It has that. It doesn't, obviously it's not that elevated. It's not that fantastic, I must say, but it's a kind of great playground, this sort of like weird country club. There's a lot of status play, there's a lot of manipulation, there's a lot of people that are kind of looking past different behaviors to have this escapist thing, because it's kind of like this island, this fantasy land that's outside of time and outside of culture. And so it was a really fun little movie, and I like to see Robert Wagner as more of a rat bag rather than being, you know, this sort of sturdy, reliable man. I like seeing him have a dark side and have, you know, money that he owes to the mob and have him have to do these sudden death playoffs and things like that in this golf game. So look, it's a really, I had a really, really great time with it. It's directed by Ron Winston. It's it has that great cast. Again, Quincy Jones does all the music. It's a real great one. That's like one of the last, I would say, kind of straight up Hollywood movies made before the advent of new Hollywood in kind of 1968 with the emergence of people like John Cassavetes. And so, but it's got some of that like energy of not everything is what it seems, which I really appreciated and had a really great time watching. Cause Banning, Robert Wagner, it's not his real name. Banning is really putting people on the back foot from the first second that he arrives in this place. And it's really interesting, and I had a really good time with it.
Far out, man. I got to watch this one. This is it's crazy. You told me the first thing was like a Austin Powers thing. I can't even imagine watching that before I watch Banning now. Like golf noir. Okay. We're going noir. In on it.
Yes. Technicolor golf noir. Starring Gene Hackman and Robert Wagner.
Unreal.
And you get to see Gene Hackman in a sauna. Negotiating.
I can't wait to see him sweating.
Unlike every role in his career. Really terrific, a really interesting one. And again, maybe not an entire batch worthy one, you know, not as emphatic a batch buy, but some really great ones that you're going to find bargains on. And don't overlook Crossplot. Do not overlook Banning. And for those out there who are loving the imprint TVs, I think you've already said, Lex, it's like a really high tier, terrific production for The Persuaders. So I think, you know, if you've got a bit of extra scratch, it might be worth putting your money into The Persuaders. But there's a couple of real great bargains of these sort of like 60s, these sort of 60s crime adjacent movies that are a lot of fun.
Yes. I definitely would say that if you have any kind of fascination with like classic and 70s television, The Persuaders is, I dare I say, it might be a bit of a must buy if that's your bag. Like, it's so well done, so well put together. It's a great curio, this show. I'm having a real ball going back through it. Like, it's very enjoyable.
Can't wait to throw it on. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Over at One Hit Minute Productions, we've got Minhunter, which is our latest mini mega series for Michael Mann heads out there, and Sneakers for all of you Phil Alden Robinson fans. Also some great Via Vision Entertainment Phil Alden Robinson things coming up this year with Field of Dreams coming out on 4K, which is super exciting in Oz. Check both of those out. They're coming up all through the end of the year. And if you want Patreon has video episodes of our Mindhunter series with all of the great guests that I've got. But Lex, what is happening with you and where can people find you if they are not just dying to hear us on Imprint Films?
You can head on over to Last Video Store Batuta on Instagram, which will lead you to my podcast, The Last Video Store, where I talk to cool, interesting people about their favorite movies. We've had Keith Urban on. We've had Missy Higgins on. We've got some other cool ones loaded up, ready to come out, and some cool ones that are brewing up in the near future too.
Excited to see those. Guys, thanks so much for listening. We've got one more in a catch-up of the recent Imprint Films to get to you, and then we're back on regular scheduled programming. Thank you so much for being patient with us. Thank you so much for listening, and keep those discs spinning, baby. Instead of counting.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.